Our scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of Mark. I'm reading from chapter 7, verses 24 to 30. Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house, and he did not want anyone to know that he was there. Yet he could not escape notice, but a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syro-Phoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. Jesus said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. This is the word of the Lord.
Will you pray with me? Almighty God, give us the courage to open our ears and our hearts to the words of God, that we can hear what is spoken and what is given to us. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now, and always. Amen. Our gospel reading this morning is about a child who needed her mother desperately. It is not only telling us that the mother was desperately seeking help for her daughter, but shows that the mother can do everything in her power to help her daughter in any given situation. This is what Sophia Loren said one time. When a mother is in desperate help, she can do things that she will not only think, but will think about herself and her daughter. Mark is telling us that Jesus did not go to Tyre to administer to the people, but to get away from the crowd that was following him. Christ did that on several occasions, just to be alone with the disciples, to teach them about God. But when the Syrophoenician woman heard about Jesus, she went to him and begged Jesus to cast the demon out of her daughter. Then Jesus said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." Was this considered a kind response from Christ? Evidently, Jesus' long-range mission to go to the Jews first, and then later to the Greeks and the Gentiles. So Jesus did not say much to the woman as saying, but this is what Christ was saying. First things first, one thing at a time. But does he have to use such a remark to a woman, calling her a dog? In any case, this woman did not back down. She said, "Lord, but even the dogs under the table can eat the crumbs that follow. Lord, I fully understand my position. I know the type of world that I'm living in. I can take whatever you can give me. Just let my daughter get well." Then Jesus said to her, "Go, and your demon has left your daughter." After the rebel war in Sierra Leone, my mom left the United States. During the rebel war in Sierra Leone, my mom left the United States and went to visit. Unfortunately, the night she was in Sierra Leone, the rebels attacked Freetown. This is a country girl. She didn't grow up in Freetown. She doesn't even know her way around. But since the gunshots were ringing, she left and ran for her life. And she left the home with another younger lady, with a four-year-old girl. They were traveling in the bush for 3 days, no food, no water. And they finally arrived at a village, and they met a lady who was cooking bogo wheat. My mom left here with some money, tied her around her waist, and she offered this lady a $100 bill for a plate of bogo wheat. And the lady told her, "Ma'am, the bogo wheat is not enough for my 8 children for me to give you a plate for your daughter. I won't do it." My mom was grieved. She begged the woman for a plate of bogo wheat for $100. And the lady finally agreed to give the plate for this 4-year-old baby to eat. This gentle Syrophoenician lady is concerned about her little girl. Some of you here can even, on number of days, number of times, relate to this story of this remarkable way to what this Syrophoenician woman is going through. You have been there. Some mothers here tonight have been through this. You have had days and nights in which you could not sleep. You have had days and nights that you sleep in the hospital taking care of your baby. You have days and nights thinking that your baby is going through surgery. You are down on your knees praying to God. You have days and nights that you don't even know who to turn to, but to feel your worries that are coming your way of what is going to happen. You are concerned about your children who are unwell, your children who are not performing the way they should perform. This woman was on the wrong side of the territory. Jesus was in the land of the Jews, and this woman approached him. Not only that, you see, but she is also a Gentile woman. Do you know what the Jews call the Gentiles? They tell us they call them dogs. She has all kinds of obstacles that were against her. There was an issue of race. She's a Syrophoenician woman. She's not one of us. She's an outsider. She lives in a foreign part. She's an enemy. And above all, she is a woman. Church, this was not 2016. Folks, this was the first century we are talking about here. She was a foreigner, and she was a woman, and a noisy one too. She comes with this extraordinary burden, the heart-rending burden of her daughter. "Have mercy on me, Lord," she says to Jesus Christ. And he ignores her. He says, "Not a word." This is Jesus we are talking about here. And the disciples said to Christ to send her away. "Lord, send her away," meaning she's not one of us. And then Jesus said, "I was sent for the lost sheep of the tribe of Israel." Now, it is true, of course. It is true. He had come for the Jews. He had come for his people. She falls down on her knees, and she says to Jesus, "Lord, help me. I fully understand my position. I can take whatever you can give me. Let my daughter get well." This gentle woman taught Jesus something. She was able to open the eyes of Christ to a reality he had not expected. God's love overflows further than ever asked or imagined. When God provides, there's always more than enough. Even though Jesus did not see that at first, but this woman did not take no for an answer. There should be another way to read ourselves into this story, by putting us into the woman's shoes. She's a concerned, desperate woman. She has to come to a place she was not wanted. She tried everything for her daughter before now, and maybe this Jesus guy can do something for her daughter. This woman was seeking a relief. Her daughter was ill, and she was willing to do anything to get her baby well. How would she get Jesus to see these things differently? But Jesus saw humility in this woman. She saw faith in this woman. She did not come to Jesus with arrogance. Jesus had first refused to see her. He even called her people dogs in a way that it was very offensive. She was willing to accept her position, the title that was placed upon her, Syrophoenician woman. She was not offended by it, but instead, she uses her humility and patience to confront Jesus. She stood up to Jesus in a way well convincing, and Jesus was silenced. She humbled herself in order to receive the blessings from Jesus. Jesus saw that she has active faith. She put her faith into action. Let us learn from this humble woman the blessedness of being humble before the Lord. True biblical faith and humility can lead us to action. I feel that humility and faith are more than just believing in God and reflecting upon his word. Humility is living out our vocation and acting in our value and purpose in this world as Christians. You can diffuse arguments when you are humble. All you need is a gentle answer to turn away the wrath, which is unlike a harsh word that stirs up anger. As the Syrophoenician woman did, you can handle unfair treatment peacefully when you are humble. She did not yell when she pleaded her case for mercy. My mother showed grief and mercy, which made her to get the lady cooking the burger change her mind and was able to feed this starving 4-year-old baby girl. You can ask for forgiveness when you are humble. If mountains will not move, be willing to climb the mountains. If waters will not part, be willing to forge a stormy sea. There's enough grace for all of us, but you have to ask in the right way, through prayer. Through faith and humility, we can receive the Lord's table more than just crumbs. This lady did not receive only the crumbs, but she received the loaf of the bread. God always has blessings waiting for us. He has a place for all of us, but we have to put our faith into action. Act with prayer. Act with worship. Act with faith. And let Jesus work the miracles in your life. In humility, we honor Christ. In humility, we administer to each other. And in humility, we will all receive grace and a blessed joy from Christ. Amen.